Unit 6. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B or C. 1. You overhear 2 people talking at the end of the day.
Oh, I'm ready to put my feet up on the sofa now. What a day!
I've had quite a good day, but I'm looking forward to watching TV tonight. I don't have any work to take home for once.
I've got loads to do, but it'll wait till Monday.
I'll walk with you if you're ready. I need to stop at the supermarket, though, to get something for dinner.
Oh, could you get me some milk? I just need to send a couple of emails. I'll see you outside the supermarket entrance in 5 minutes. Oh, I'm ready to put my feet up on the sofa now. What a day!
I've had quite a good day, but I'm looking forward to watching TV tonight. I don't have any work to take home for once.
I've got loads to do, but it'll wait till Monday.
I'll walk with you if you're ready. I need to stop at the supermarket, though, to get something for dinner.
Oh, could you get me some milk? I just need to send a couple of emails. I'll see you outside the supermarket entrance in 5 minutes.
2. You hear a man talking on the phone about a job he has been offered.
Yeah, they've offered it to me. Well, as soon as I went into the interview, I kind of knew I was right for the job, so I was really expecting to be offered it. But now it's actually happened, I've realised that I've got to move to Germany and I don't know anyone there. It's a good job, of course, so I should take it. In fact, it's the job of my dreams. But now I've also been offered one nearby. If I took that one, I wouldn't have to move, but it's not so interesting. Yeah, they've offered it to me. Well, as soon as I went into the interview, I kind of knew I was right for the job, so I was really expecting to be offered it. But now it's actually happened, I've realised that I've got to move to Germany and I don't know anyone there. It's a good job, of course, so I should take it. In fact, it's the job of my dreams. But now I've also been offered one nearby. If I took that one, I wouldn't have to move, but it's not so interesting.
3. You hear a woman talking on the radio about her job.
Well, my job is quite varied and I really enjoy it. I know there are some photography jobs which take you to all kinds of amazing places, so some people would find my job a bit boring, maybe, taking photos of children all day long. It's mainly children. Their parents bring them to the studio, and sometimes I take family groups. But I love it, and the day passes so fast because the whole process fascinates me. Getting the right shot, and every one is different. I'm on my feet nearly all day, but I'm used to that, so it doesn't bother me. Well, my job is quite varied, and I really enjoy it. I know there are some photography jobs which take you to all kinds of amazing places, so some people would find my job a bit boring, maybe, taking photos of children all day long. It's mainly children. Their parents bring them to the studio, and sometimes I take family groups. But I love it, and the day passes so fast because the whole process fascinates me. Getting the right shot, and every one is different. I'm on my feet nearly all day, but I'm used to that, so it doesn't bother me.
4. You hear a woman talking to a group of students.
Welcome, everybody. Now, I know you're all interested in a career in publishing, so we're very pleased to have you here for a week as work experience. You all filled in a form saying what you are particularly interested in. It's been a bit difficult, as the majority of you have asked to be placed in the same department. So, to give everybody the same chance, you'll spend a day in each department, rather than a week in the same one. If you look in your folder, You will find a map and a list of where you are all starting today. Now, are there any... Welcome, everybody. Now, I know you're all interested in a career in publishing, so we're very pleased to have you here for a week as work experience. You all filled in a form saying what you are particularly interested in. It's been a bit difficult, as the majority of you have asked to be placed in the same department. So, to give everybody the same chance, you'll spend a day in each department, rather than a week in the same one. If you look in your folder, you will find a map and a list of where you are all starting today. Now, are there any...
5. You hear two people talking about their office.
Do you like our new office? It's much more comfortable than the old one, isn't it? Although I'm finding it difficult to concentrate with everyone on the phone.
Oh, most people have quiet voices, and the desks are really far apart. What I don't understand is why they haven't filled that extra space with cupboards and filing cabinets.
I know. I've got piles of stuff under my desk because there's nowhere to put it. And we've been told to keep it tidy.
Maybe they're going to move more people in. That would be a shame, as it's nice having the extra space.
Do you like our new office? It's much more comfortable than the old one, isn't it? Although I'm finding it difficult to concentrate with everyone on the phone.
Oh, most people have quiet voices, and the desks are really far apart. What I don't understand is why they haven't filled that extra space with cupboards and filing cabinets.
I know. I've got piles of stuff under my desk because there's nowhere to put it. And we've been told to keep it tidy.
Maybe they're going to move more people in. That would be a shame, as it's nice having the extra space.
6. You hear a teenager talking to his boss.
Peter, you should have been here an hour ago. We need you to help the chef in the kitchen. Was your bus cancelled or something?
But I'm early. I don't start for another half an hour. I've come to leave my bag and I'm going to give my mum a hand with the shopping. She dropped me off in the car and now she's gone to the supermarket.
But you're standing in for Sarah, who can't work today. She said she'd ring you.
Well, she did. But she was so busy telling me where she's going today, she didn't say anything about you needing me to do extra.
Ugh. Peter, you should have been here an hour ago. We need you to help the chef in the kitchen. Was your bus cancelled or something?
But I'm early. I don't start for another half an hour. I've come to leave my bag and I'm going to give my mum a hand with the shopping. She dropped me off in the car and now she's gone to the supermarket.
But you're standing in for Sarah, who can't work today. She said she'd ring you.
Well, she did. But she was so busy telling me where she's going today, she didn't say anything about you needing me to do extra.
Ugh.
7. You hear a message on a telephone answering service.
Hello, Emily. I'm just ringing about tomorrow. I know you don't usually work in the shop on Saturday because of your drama group, but there just isn't anyone else this week because of Michael being ill. I've just got your text saying you can work all day, and I'm really grateful, as I don't know what we would have done. It's really good of you. I'm going to a wedding, so you won't be able to contact me, but I know you'll manage. Let me know which day off you'd like instead. As soon as Michael is better, we'll be back to normal. Hello, Emily. I'm just ringing about tomorrow. I know you don't usually work in the shop on Saturday because of your drama group, but there just isn't anyone else this week because of Michael being ill. I just got your text saying you can work all day, and I'm really grateful, as I don't know what we would have done. It's really good of you. I'm going to a wedding, so you won't be able to contact me, but I know you'll manage. Let me know which day off you'd like instead. As soon as Michael is better, we'll be back to normal.
8. You hear a girl talking to a friend.
Hi, Colin. You work in that hotel, don't you? I really need a job.
I can check to see if there are any vacancies. I'm learning quite a bit about different recipes. I do all the preparation, and I'm getting really fast at chopping veg.
Not sure if that would suit me. I'm better at dealing with people.
Like in the restaurant or the front desk, you mean?
Yeah, but I'm quite clumsy carrying plates and things. I'd really enjoy booking people in and that sort of thing, though.
I'll ask if they need anyone.
Hi, Colin. You work in that hotel, don't you? I really need a job.
I can check to see if there are any vacancies. I'm learning quite a bit about different recipes. I do all the preparation, and I'm getting really fast at chopping veg.
Not sure if that would suit me. I'm better at dealing with people.
Like in the restaurant or the front desk, you mean?
Yeah, but I'm quite clumsy carrying plates and things. I'd really enjoy booking people in and that sort of thing, though.
I'll ask if they need anyone.